birthday to you.
Check my ass out.
Happy birthday to you.
Am I stupid?
Happy birthday.
I'm thanking you. Ask Ken Carmen.
Happy birthday to you.
Come on! We gotta have a cake.
Because apparently I'm the bad boy.
Who told you?
No one told me. I just know these things. I pay attention. I'm an observant producer.
Yeah. Thank you.
Ken, you know, we make such a big deal about birthdays on this show.
But it's always to bother the person whose birthday it is.
It's true.
Because none of us like to celebrate our birthdays.
We did this. That was, of course, baby Izzy, who sent it in for her own father's birthday.
Yeah.
A mere 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And to think I was about to do 4 hours on Sunday paying tribute to the great Ken Carmen.
Wow.
Oh, wow. I had no idea. Hell.
I have it on my calendar.
I'll be dipped. My birthday's today. You thought it was the 29th, didn't you?
Yeah.
Boom. I keep them guessing. There's a few people who know. I didn't even put it on my social media and stuff like that. Actually, I think I had to do it on my one, but...
Send your birthday wishes to at Ken Carmen, C-A-R-M-A-N.
Especially if you're in Oklahoma City.
Oh, they've been sending you some stuff?
Yeah. They've been wishing me happy birthday all week.
Oh, nice. Glad to see my fellow statesmen and women.
I was getting texts from guys from there, like, I know from there. I'm like, I didn't say... I'm sure it's a wonderful town with wonderful people.
I just want to know...
But my point is my point.
I just want to know what kind of morning show we're running here and we don't have a cake for Ken.
Well, that's Cookie Pie's job, and I don't know where Cookie Pie
is. I don't need a cookie pie.
Like
how it's not for you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's for you guys. Aw, oh, man, damn it. Okay, fair point. Now, that's up to Mike to bring it in. And you know, Mike's, who knows?
Who knows where he is
right making now. Sandwiches in his basement or God knows what, whatever that guy's doing, a weirdo. Yeah, thank you very much. My dad called and left me a voicemail during the show.
What did he say?
He sings happy birthday to me.
Let's send it on over.
You want me to?
Yeah.
He might cuss. I don't know. He don't cuss as much as me with the mics off, but he likes to drop a word or two. All right, I'm going to send it over. I'm embarrassing. What the hell?
I'm changing your birth date in my phone now so I have the real day.
Don't change it. Just leave it how I was going to ask you on Sunday. You're with Nick on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Is he going to do that LeBron thing he keeps doing all week?
Probably.
Did you guys talk about that last Sunday? I didn't get a chance to hear you last Sunday.
We're going to get into it this week.
I'm like, damn, boy, he's really going for the gusto there with the whole bring LeBron home deal, man. I'm like, geez, we're going to have this conversation?
Well, we're through the draft, so now it's time.
It ain't happening.
It's time to spin her up.
But it's just not happening, so there's no point in having that conversation. And I know I said that in 2014, but
taunting
doesn't matter.
Not taunting. The tampering period starts on Monday.
Speaking of taunting.
The taunting period started at 6 a.m.
Oh, it says go listen to this and see whether or not you agree to let me taunt you back. Nah, that's fine. We're grown men here. It's an entertainment business, is it not? Here's Cam Jordan at Fanatics Fest earlier this Monday. Talking about bringing back taunting.
What is the dumbest rule in the NFL today?
For the fans, I think it's the excessive celebration. Like, boy, if you don't let them celebrate,
please.
Like, they scored a touchdown. They dragged three defenders on their back. Let them. I got a sack off quarterback. Give me 5 seconds. Like, if that put the spotlight on me, I'm going to hit the levels. I'm going to hit one of these. In fact, kick him while he's down, and I'm going to go about my way. But, like, let us celebrate. It's okay to taunt. Like, bring back taunting.
I totally agree, and I don't know why. I've got a lot of pushback because of it, because I put it out there on social media. Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. And guys, the people who are anti-taunt, you're going to have to help me, because I can't see it through your eyes. I can't see it through your prism of non-common sense. I'm serious. Like, well, Ken, where does it stop? Are you going to let your kids taunt? I go, no. Well, they're going to see it on TV. I go, yeah, I saw a lot of things on TV when I was a kid. It didn't mean I went out and did it. I know that some kids watched Superman and jumped off the roof of a house. I feel bad about that. But I didn't watch Superman jump off a roof of the garage. I didn't do that. I did not. I watched the NFL. I grew up in the time. Owen grew up in the time of Brian Bosworth, for crying out loud. I grew up in the time of Deion Sanders. The movie The Program had just come out, and then in fourth grade, boom, it was time to play football. Guess what everybody did? We were all Latimer. Okay,
I had a seat at the table.
And while I'm the worst example because I'm nuts, and I don't have a soul. A lot of the kids around me grew up just fine. And their dads punished them if they acted like hot dogs or acted like jerks or any of the other stuff. But I look at it and go, guys, there's a lot of things that you have to understand as an entertainment business. I watch pro wrestling. I knew it was an entertainment business after I was 9 years old and after I was 7 years old and The Undertaker came back to life after being choked out by Giant Gonzalez. I thought he was dead at WrestleMania 9. We learned these things. So I'm struggling to understand like the pushback I got because I'm thinking, I'm his dad. If he goes out there and he acts like an idiot and he gets flagged for it, there's rules set up in the game to stop taunting of 10-year-olds playing football. There shouldn't be rules when it comes to taunting. Yes, I know it can lead to fights. Okay, then if it leads to fights, then you know that they're going to be fined very, very, very heavily for it, and there is going to be suspensions for it that you're going to lose game checks for it. Because I look at it and I say, this is supposed to be the highest level of football, but it's also supposed to be the highest entertaining level of football. And I got the Barry Sanders argument. If you don't want to taunt, don't taunt. You don't have to taunt. Nobody's saying you have to. If there's a player on the Browns defense who doesn't want to take part, if Mason Graham goes, I'm not a very good dancer, I'd rather not take a part. I don't want to be Michael Flatley here with Greg Newsome and the rest of the defense. That is perfectly fine for him to do so.
Sometimes the lack of taunt is the greatest taunt of all, right?
That's what they say.
If Barry Sanders continues to score on you, if Nick Chubb continues to score on you and just hand the football over, and you're like, damn it, do something, you know, show some emotion, and they don't, and they won't give you the satisfaction of seeming that you at least were getting to them with the taunt.
I'm not going to yell down anybody. I seriously want to know from some folks.
That's my whole deal. I'm sitting here racking my brain of how do I play devil's advocate, because we know, and I've told you, we've talked about it in several things where it bleeds back into the kids' sports, and people go, well, my kid wouldn't do that. Well, not, you know, we don't always have great influence with our youth. It's not always the right people in charge of them and teaching them the proper things, right? Mm-hmm. I can only control what I can control in my own house. But at the end of the day, it's more than sports. It's entertainment. If I've paid X amount of dollars to go into a football game, or even if I'm paying for the cable package. I mean, it's built into your cable package or your streaming platform to watch most of these games, right? You're paying for this entertainment. And if it's adding a level of entertainment to the game, you might as well bring it back. Maybe you tell them, hey, each player gets one taunt or two taunts a game. And then after that, we got to flag them. Let's not act like they don't have, you know, $20 billion to go hire a guy that just watches for taunts.
That's the thing I don't understand, and why people can't make that delineation. There should be rules in youth football and high school football and college football, even though they're getting paid. So maybe I should think differently about that. But I've said before, in amateur sports, you didn't earn that. This is entertainment. This is a money-making business. And part of the money-making business is that I'm supposed to believe there's good and evil. I'm supposed to believe that the Cleveland Browns hate the Pittsburgh Steelers, because I'm a Browns fan and my buddy Andrew's a Steelers fan, and we hate each other on Sunday when we're playing each other, and we want what's worst for each other's team during Sunday. I've said it long ago. If I'm an owner, hey man, you guys want to sit there and you guys want to go ahead and exchange jerseys. I'd rather you not do it out on the field, and I really don't want you to do it out there on the field. You guys want to exchange jerseys, go right on ahead. Because part of what the business is people being fans of the teams and wanting the teams to beat each other. Now, that is a ticky-tack thing with the jerseys, I'll understand. But it is still a part of the show. It is still a part of the presentation. And if I got a fan out there who's upset because my team just got whooped 30-0, and I go out there and I look down at there, that takes away my intensity. And really, in a lot of ways, it starts to erode my propensity to want to spend money on the franchise that I like. If I go, man, I paid $600 for my family of three to come sit here in this seat, and we're doing this. Now, there is a different generation of fan who may not care about that. Okay, that's great. But I still want to be able to get everything from people's involvement emotionally that I possibly can. And I just don't understand how some people can't separate that. Like, kids are not infallible. They're not all precocious. It's not all the movie. And my kids are certainly not angels. They're human. It's up to me. Owen knows the story. I ended up having Axel apologize to a kid in some kid's driveway earlier this year because he acted like an ass. It's up to me to do that. And when it comes to sports, there's rules. The umpire is not going to let my son pimp home runs. He can't hit home runs right now, but he ain't going to let him pimp home runs.
Well, if it's written into the rules, too. So just for an example, right? We all know my extensive chain gang background.
Yes.
Doing the high school football, right? I don't know how many times in the couple of years I did it, I saw a referee send a wide receiver off the field because his knee pads were not covering his knee. Do they do that in the NFL? No, they don't.
No.
They don't care. It's also entertainment. In high school, it's part of the rules. Those rules are different between each level. If it's written in the rules in middle school, high school, whatever, and they say no taunting, that's the rule. You don't need to have it in the pros to go, well, it's the example that you're setting.
I think we can all understand there's a clear delineation between the Cleveland Browns doing their own West Side Story after an interception and the Avon Lake Shoreman. I don't think that people would support the Avon Lake Shoreman performing Fiddler on the Roof after an interception.
I will say I think that there are a few that would not object if the Browns secondary did not celebrate every completion like they just
won
the Super
Bowl. Well, you don't want to get a loaf, Daryl.
Well, there's also the thought of time and place.
Exactly.
If you're
up, do it. But when you're down two touchdowns and there's an incompletion on the field, not the time to be breaking out the latest craze.
I'm flip-flopping. If you're down 14 and your team does a taunt, should be a penalty.
No, that's
put it in there.
But is that not part
flag
of
for common sense?
Yeah. I don't even know about that because I'm telling you right now, that's part of the conversation. How many people called in last year when things weren't going well and were mad at the Browns defense
for
assing off and dancing while they're down by 21?
And we had to ask Rodney McLeod about it.
Yeah. I had to sit there and have a really awkward conversation with Rodney McLeod saying, like, I got buddies cussing you guys out. I got listeners cussing you guys out because you guys are dancing and you're down by 20.
It was
an awkward conversation, to say the least.
What was the game last year? They thought they returned a pick six and they were dancing in the end zone and it got called back.
Yeah.
While they were dancing in the end zone and posing for the photos and everything.
I think there should be time and place, but that's part of it. Because I'll tell you what, when things were going pretty well during the second half of 2023, I think we were all enjoying the dances in the end zone. I think we were all enjoying them all doing flash dance and maniac and all the other stuff while they were doing it out there. I think we all enjoyed it.
You can dance when you're winning. You can't dance when you lose.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, if they're playing Aaron Rodgers here in Cleveland, and that defense puts together a hell of a performance, and they pick Aaron Rodgers off like the third time that day, and they're rolling. Yeah, please, please dance. Please, I will want them to dance.
Myles Garrett,
you will want them to dance.
Yeah, Myles Garrett, if you sack him for like the fourth time in the game, please put the headstone in the graveyard in the front yard.
But if the Avon Lake Youth Shoremen are putting it to the Brunswick Blue Devils, and you go up by 21, no, you're probably not going to be too good with that. Unless you're playing Streetsboro in the Shoe, then you're going to want them to dance all you want.
You're going to get it again, brother.
I want quarterback he got, man. It wasn't even fair.
He's in middle school now. You're fine. Now you got to play my kid at quarterback.
I'm not going to say nothing because it probably still won't even be fair. If he plays football like he plays baseball, it ain't going to be fair.
By the way, everyone is updating their phone contacts right now. I got 3 messages from friends.
I'm glad people are listening because my phone's going crazy. I hope you're happy. I hope you're real happy. We got to have a cake.
How did that happen today?
What?
That is a massive failure of this show.
No, it's certainly not. We're good.
Of all the men that need cake on their birthday, it's this guy.
I had oatmeal cream pies before the show. That's how you start your morning, Nick Saban style. We're football guys, man. That's how you do it. Coffee, oatmeal cream pies.
Chocolate, vanilla.